This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company. And I'll tell you what, I'm super excited to have this gentleman on my show. They came on our radar about 2 or 3 months ago, and I think it's one of the most undervalued plays out there on the OTC markets. The name of the company is Permex Petroleum Corporation. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol OILCF. And if you're up there in Canada, look them up. They're on the CSE under the ticker symbol OIL. OIL. With us today is the CEO and the president, going to bring us up to speed, Mr. Marian Ehsan. Marian, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me.
You know, I've been wanting to get you on my show for the longest time because I think, you're one of the most probably not known energy companies out there. And when I came across your company, I said, I got to get this guy on my show. So first, tell us a little bit about your company. You have a business model focused on low-cost producing oil and natural gas, which is one of the hottest segments in the world going on right now. And why are both important as the industry moves forward?
Absolutely. So as far as Permex, we're a uniquely positioned junior oil and gas company with assets and operations across the Permian Basin of West Texas and the Delaware Subbasin of Southeast New Mexico. We actually own and operate on federal, state, and private land and are duly licensed to do so in both New Mexico and Texas. Now, the unique value proposition that this company brings to the table for its current shareholders and future potential shareholders stems from three core fundamentals. Timing, we acquired our assets, which were done at a discount. The geographical location and the geological formations that we own, which is the Permian Basin, the hottest region. And the formations such as the Spraberry, Wolfcamp, Bone Springs, some of the formations that all the large caps seek, Permex owns as well. The third pillar that essentially creates this unique value structure is the fact that this is a company that didn't cut any corners when it went public through an IPO. It only has 68 million shares outstanding with insider ownership of approximately 46% and hardly any debt on the books. We believe these three items makes this company quite unique and well-positioned to take advantage of where we are within this bull super cycle, in our opinion.
You know, when I was doing some research on your company, I found out that you guys operate on private, state, and fed lands in Texas and in New Mexico. And fed lands seems to be kind of tricky these days. And I wanted to get your thoughts on the direction of governments to move away from the land leases, long-lasting on a bumpy road. It seems like it's not very positive right now that they're wanting people to drill on federal government land. So your thoughts?
You know, you couldn't have asked this question at a better time, especially this is the time that the world needs oil, and the
right.
U.S. should be stepping up. Not the Iranians, not the Venezuelans, not the Saudi Arabians. The U.S. domestic production should lead it. And unfortunately, we do not due to these bans. Let's put some things into perspective. 28% of the U.S.'s 2.2 billion acres represents federal land. 80% of Alaska, 60% of Nevada, a significant portion of New Mexico. All of these regions are available to create a safe method of extracting these reserves without emissions, limiting the emissions. Listen, if we can put a man on the moon, we can create technology to make this industry environmentally friendly. And that's what we should be doing, working with the industry, not banning it and red taping it.
You know, you recently, we've been coming off the COVID. It seems like there's a downtrout in that part of it. But has that experience changed your industry and industries that your company is about to approach on? Because I know you guys are in natural gas also.
You know, the COVID pandemic impacted every sector, yes. The oil industry, being the most cyclical industry in the world, was hit the hardest. In fact, WTI prices hit negative prices for the first time in history. Imagine you spend millions extracting a product where you can only sell it at a loss. That's what our industry had to deal with for a period of time. So yes, it has changed the industry. It has made us more resilient, more disciplined, and we have continued to grow this industry. Now, as a company itself, being a fluid, flexible company, Throughout the time that prices hit negative pricing and prices dropped, Permax switched gears from an operational standpoint to a royalty interest acquisition standpoint. And again, benefiting the growth of the company, creating ancillary income.
For people who are listening to the show, and like I said, I did a lot of reading on your company. Explain to us what exactly is a shut-in wells. I think you got anywhere from 69 to 70-something wells. And if you would, just bring us a little bit of update and the valuation of what you guys are sitting on asset-wise.
Sure. So when we look at the oil and gas sector, you have the probable reserves, proved reserves, and possible reserves. And then when you break it down further on a well-to-well basis, you have PDNP, which represents proven, developed, non-producing. That means the cost to develop the well has been incurred already. It is proved reserves. It's a matter of now going in and doing asset stimulation or treatment to the wellbore to bring it online. Permax Petroleum had 69 shut-in opportunities or proven, developed, non-producing wells. We brought one well online recently, and we are beginning to work on the remainder of the wells, simultaneously considering drilling on our new acreage positions. Now, when we look at our reserves, again, running a PV10 NAV per share analysis on this company, you look at the reserves independently valued, what the peg price on that is. Our reserves were ran at September 2021, that is our year-end. Oil prices were at $65 WTI. So our 2P reserves, so proved and probable reserves, were valued at $285 million, PV10, present value discounted by 10. Our 1P reserves, which is our proved reserves, 90% percentage recovery ratio, sits at $129 million at $65 WTI. Overall, again, these are numbers that within our sector we review, analyze, and understand how companies are performing in the marketplace, how the market is positioning them in correlation to the fundamentals such as the reserves.
This show is being recorded here on March the 8th. And, your stock is actually blowing up. I think your average volume, I could be off a little bit, is around 30,000. The first hour, you guys did over 400,000 shares. Stock's up over 40%. Any thoughts why that is? You guys are having such a big day today.
There is, again, the consumer sentiment shifting within our sector. Oil prices are being high, and the disconnect that exists between the way the market has been valuing us in correlation to our fundamental reserves is diminishing. So we believe a correction is happening, and a necessary correction is happening to our stock price. This is not where the company should be trading given its reserves. And again, you analyze a company from the reserves it owns, from the acreages it owns, from a geographical location, and Permax is not in the outskirts. Permax is in the core Permian Basin, offset by all the majors.
Your thoughts, what do you think we can expect from the impact that keeps on continuing over there in Ukraine and the Russian war, and what do you thought your thoughts on the war of gas prices going forward?
So that's a great question. Let's address it in multiple ways. So the effect on oil and natural gas is significant, as we are seeing globally, prices skyrocketing. But one thing that consumers are getting hit with is the price point on gasoline driven from crude byproduct and electricity driven from natural gas. Most people don't understand. Natural gas prices drive the price of electricity. So if you consider Europe, for instance, they are paying $90 an MCF of natural gas. That's 12 times higher than the US, which is $4. Imagine living in the UK, for instance, and paying those electric prices based on $90 an MCF. It is outrageous. When U.S. can step in domestically, we are a nation that we should be proud of these reserves. We should extract them in an environmentally friendly method without emissions, without flaring, and not relying on hostile countries such as Iran, Venezuela, or Saudi Arabia. All in all, I hope this pandemic reopening adjusts our market. I do hope this war ends, but in the short run, I think consumers will be hit in their pocketbooks from electricity to gasoline prices.
Marion, before I let you go, I ask all my guests this. For my listeners and your stockholder, what do you want them to take away from today's interview?
I think the main thing is the importance of this commodity worldwide and the necessity for us to continue extracting it in an environmentally friendly method. From a company standpoint, I would always urge people to do their due diligences on the companies, on the ownerships, where they own, what they own, and how much they own. And key is debt is killing this industry, and we should move forward with taking advantage of companies that don't carry debt on the book.
Permex Petroleum Corporation, the company that we're highlighting here today on Stock Day. Look them up. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol OILCF. They're up there in Canada. You can find them on the CSE under the ticker symbol OIL, OIL. Now, I brought you a lot of great companies over the years, and this is my personal opinion, and I'm entitled to it. I think this company is very, very, very undervalued. I still think even after today's move, you're getting on the ground floor. Maybe wait till 2 or 3 days. There might be a small pullback, but then again, who knows? But take a look. It's worth of a company to look at and maybe have it in your portfolio or buy the company. Maren, thank you so much for coming on the show. I hope that you come back in next 40 or 50 days and give us an update of what's going on.
My pleasure, and will do.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.